No body shaming.
We'll fix your laptop. We'll try not to. We'll fix it.
We'll try not to.
Good.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode.
Why they clap?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know why I'm as far as talking to people said. People know nobody did here. And only four of us did this.
Don't worry, I'm manifesting it. Don't worry.
Yes. We'll do a podcast for the live show. Is that your plan?
Yeah, no.
All right. Okay, now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of Rants and Pegans. Today, one of the peak men is not here, Paul. We wish him well. We heard that he got into an accident. He fell into a woman. But we can deal with that another time. That's another issue for another day. We appreciate you for being us tonight on this episode, and we are glad for you. Malik, I don't know why your hand is moving like that, but Oga Alpha, Malik, how are you doing, man? We haven't seen you since COVID, man.
Bro, I don't know, man. Life just hits, bro. It is what it is, man. Still, because
I didn't even know you were still here. I swear, I thought you traveled and left also.
I planned on doing that. I can't even lie, because Winnipeg is really not for me.
Winnipeg is not for anybody.
Yeah, I don't think
this place is supposed to be dry bush. Just bush like that.
See, because like, bro, winter time is not just pure. It's like, it's just heartbreak on top of pain, on top of unnecessary disappointment.
Coldness, like, coldness on that level.
Like, bro, it's just mad.
And then you fucking get in an accident when his road is just slippery.
It's just mad, you know. With the couple with the buses, nah, fuck it, bro.
bus does have an accident too.
There was bad times, bro. Bus would just get stuck for no reason. And I'm supposed to be somewhere in 15 minutes. I'm getting there 1 hour, 30 minutes late. Why? Because they had to come and pull the bus out. Some bullshit, bro. I swear to God, Winnipeg is just crazy, man. But it just is what it is, I guess.
Wow, what have you been up to, man? Did you do like school? I know that time passed. Like,
I mean, everybody does school now, but it's like,
bro, they say everybody does school. Like,
it's not. No, I'm saying
you mean,
like,
you mean
everybody,
every Nigerian.
No, everybody does school. It's not like as if I'm interested in it, but we do it anyways. Cause, bro, you cannot just up and tell your father that I'm on, bro. I won't drop out, bro. Hey, the slap where you go collect for your right
here. It's not even that. It's not about. You can't just say I want to drop out. You have to like, okay, I'm going to do this. With therefore. This I'm going to drop
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
No, not yeah, really, I, you personally. Like, if you have a steady job that you're pulling in fucking 1500 every 2 weeks, I mean, I'm good to go. I don't know about you people.
No,
I'll go
bro,
drop the 4,000.
No, 1500 every 2 weeks.
That's not reasonable.
Bro, that's like 40k a year.
That's not
no, you don't get what I'm saying. It's like one job, 1500 every 2 weeks. If you're working 2-3 jobs, What do you mean?
Okay, wait, it's time for life now.
You know, like, bro, see, obviously, if you're working one job that's pulling in 1500 every week. I worked Amazon last summer, bro. I was making 19 bucks regular, 27 overtime, 27 on the weekends. If I drop out, what is stopping me from doing that? What's like that? That's mad bands.
Inflation. Inflation is stopping me from
doing that. Boy, did you see the price of gas?
It has dropped. To 169,
bro. Look at look at our standards.
Gas will go down.
See, when gas was 110, we used to cry 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
and you say 169, it has dropped with a flat map. Like,
but it has dropped
from $2.
But miracle, you don't understand this.
It has dropped. It will severely.
It will go up and come back. It will go up like very very harshly and then come back to what is called a new reality. Which is basically a new equilibrium, which is where it's going to be maybe at 150 or 140. Because it's going to be subsidized in winter. So it's going down to about 130. Next summer, it'll come up to about maybe 160, 170. Except anybody, let me put in to bomb Saudi Arabia. And that one, gas price will spy up because that's an OPEC country. So,
Yeah. But it just is what it is, man. At the end of the day. But like, yeah. Like, if you're working Amazon, $19 on the regular, like 8 hours, 19 bucks. Once overtime should start, you're earning $27. That's a shit ton of money. And instead of me working 2-3 jobs, why can't I just work overtime?
But how much time of a day are you working?
Exactly. That's my question.
How much time in a day?
Yeah. How many time in a day? How many days are you working?
The week.
Oh, so,
5 days a week.
5 days a week. That's good. Honestly,
it's a full time job. 5 days. Mm-hmm. If I'm bored on the weekend, I'm running that overtime shit. Because if I work 8 hours and I'm earning $27. That's more than some people are making in 2 weeks.
I'm saying like bi-weekly, how much does it total to like?
Is it calm?
It's like 2K and above.
Okay. I think
that's
it's
good, man.
Well above 2K, bro. I'm talking about $19 every hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, overtime. Okay, yes.
Overtime is $27 per hour.
Okay.
$19 base.
Okay, let's say you get $4,000 a month.
Right? I'm saying like...
No, miracle. Let's say you get $4,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
$4,000 a month. That's $1,000 every 2 weeks.
Let's assume it's 4K.
Assume. Okay, let's see. Assume you're getting 4K in your bank account every month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rent is about 1,200.
Depending on where you stay.
Depending on where you stay. You can go to Windsor Park here. This area here could get it.
Depending on if you're splitting the house with people.
Yes.
Like it could be 350, it could be 400, it could be 450.
Exactly more. Let's say rent is $500.
500, give or take.
Rent is 500. You have to still have. Let's say you buy food.
3-5 to yourself.
You buy food, a whole month, that's give or take. Another 500
bucks, give or take, for a whole month.
For a whole month, I'd say 500
or 500.
You need to, unless you get beep.
No, I mean with this inflation, bro, in the superstore,
this nigga, pay 1,000. This nigga pay 1k.
No, you see, I'm funny enough,
here, the amount of food we don't wolf down here. You know, no fat.
Bro, that's what I'm telling you, bro. This is not food. This is just bare sugar. Me personally, my sugar level drops drastically sometimes. So me eating this, everybody's like, oh, I got you to touch more sugar. Me, I know why they chop up. Because if I fall, faint, you no go do there with me.
I no go pick you
so
up.
So make I just chop my sugar in peace. Jams in. So it's like, me eating sugar, bro, this is pretty much what I eat in my house almost every day. Like if you come, you see marshmallow, you see fucking gummies. It's just there to make sure that I'm good. There's a pack of cookies at my distance. It's not because I don't eat food. Like I cook. Like everybody that knows me, I chef up when I'm
watching. I don't see your story recently.
Cool. So if I want chef up, I go chef up. Like nothing is stopping me from actually making proper food to eat. It's just laziness. And it's like, if I eat proper food, like this pizza that I just ate now, bro, I didn't chop anything again till tomorrow evening. That's how my body operates. That's how my body operates. Like, I don't even eat breakfast. I haven't eaten breakfast in the last 2 years. Like, I cannot wake up in the morning and say, oh, I want to eat. No, this up. I wake up by 7 in the morning. Where am I going? Work. What? Who has to be eating before going to work? I don't have that time.
No, me, I stand chop.
I don't have, me personally, I don't have the time.
7:20, my boss is at 7:30. I go chop, finish.
Can never be me, bro.
Chop, finish, run.
I can't do that.
Tell me to walk and not eat.
To wake up, eat and see? Run. Okay, let me know if I haven't eaten breakfast in 2 years, but like consciously waking up to say, okay, this morning, it has never happened. Even since high school, bro. You don't wake up in the morning, bro. I go back sleep. Now, don't chop, your life will do right. I go buy food for break time. No stress. You know what I'm saying? Breakfast is not just for me, because if I eat breakfast in the morning, depending on what I eat, I'm passing through hell the rest of the day, because my digestion is not, it's not going to digest. It's not going to digest at all. It will fuck throughout the day. It will just fuck me up. I'm looking for toilet and I just need to sit outside there until everything that I'm eating has gone out back. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. My digestion starts from 5-2. I'm good. But anything between the hours of 1 a.m. and 12.
This nigga is nodding his head. This boy needs to go and see. You need to go and say that this one is nodding his head as if it's a good thing.
It's not even a top
goal. You're not going to tell me.
Technically speaking,
you should be telling me.
It depends on my body, bro.
No. You should be going to see a doctor. No,
I don't need a doctor for that.
No, you don't know you need a doctor. That's why. That's your problem, man. You're not realize that you need help.
How? Why?
Your digestion starts at 5 o'clock. Your digestion starts at 5 p.m.
No, like if I'm going to eat without any problems, it has to be from 5 now.
It's not like it's
not like I'm just going to be hungry, bro. There's fucking...
You're still
going to
be eating the gummies and whatever.
Bear shit.
Now, that is why you cannot eat. That is why... You didn't chop too much bear shit. It's not your life. Look at your life.
Bro, see, junk food helps you, bro. I don't know about your
life. Look at this bastard. At this bastard tell me, say junk food.
Junk food helps
you. Who junk food help?
See, when we're talking about... Let's tell junk food help. Now, you see, for bear shit, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
We agreed nobody sharing, bro.
I'm not agree anything.
Do you like eat a lot of junk food? Or is it just
it depends on what you mean by a lot. It's like
look at his eyes, they say a lot.
A lot. But then again, it's like I don't really do like soda like that, bro. That shit is just, I don't fuck with it. Like it's mostly brisk, lemonades, like shit that doesn't really, bro. I feel just knock one or two bottles of lemonade, I'm good for the rest of the day. I really don't even have to eat anything. I'd rather drink, exactly, if I have like a shit ton of water that's cold, I can't be drinking one water on a hot day. That's madness. You know what I'm saying? If it's cold, I will drink it and I'm good for the rest of the day. And then again, it's like where I work now, it's like, I just sit down all day, I'm not doing anything. So it's like, if I'm not writing music on my phone, nothing is allowing me to be thinking of food. Cause my brain is already bubbling. Ah, okay, what's the next line I'm trying to make? What's my business with food right now, bro? Let the food wait until I get home. Cause I mean, I'm saving money too at the same time. I'm a nibble man, come off it.
when you hear that flow state where you're just walking and walking, food no be problem,
bro. Fast acting,
food no be problem.
Chow now for one chop, I beg. I don't get stressed. Mm-hmm. Chow now for one chop.
So like, if we go back on that one, so $1,000 for food, $500 for this, $500 for rent, chop another $500, save transportation to move around. If you get car, that's about 100.
$500 for like
by now
gas or like
uh-huh.
for like
car insurance, for phone bill.
All of that.
So, by your, let's say your bill's now 500, rent's now, food now 1,000.
Assuming I'm working one job.
Assuming, why would you work two jobs first of all? Because if you're working why 5 days a week, why would you work two jobs?
Why not?
Bro, we just spoke about where you can't work.
You can't work.
No, like, every job you work does not have to be grab. People that are working support work, what are you doing there? If not thinking about your lives.
Yeah, very, very true.
Tell me what you're doing and tell me thinking about your life.
I don't want to get into all this in the nitty gritty detail, but
bro, okay.
Don't game as sideways without support work.
True, okay.
Let us compare.
See, you see that word can be. Compare and contrast. I'm working construction, you're working support work. Who do you think is suffering more, me or you? Every single day, I'm at the gym. Working.
No, so see.
Literally moving irons, pushing different things that are twice my size, twice my fucking weight.
It's not about this. Like, you know what
you're to taking care of people and scooping shit.
You know what to expect. We don't.
You know what to expect.
Bro, you don't show up to work and you're on alert 24/7, bro. That's in the bone calories. You gonna lose.
You have anxiety.
Why?
You don't know if your car is anxiety.
Yeah, so I'm addicted. What can you do?
Bro, like just in general, like if you don't, when you don't know what to expect, you know when you walk into a dark room, you know you go do on high alert because you don't know what, if it's not your house. You know you walk into a dark room.
Obviously, now.
Exactly. So when you walk into a house, bro, when you walk into your construction job, where you know, hey, this is my quota for the day. I can carry this shit, reach this place. Yes, now gym work, now hard work.
It doesn't always though. Like. When we're working Amazon, after a result, I was supposed to be setting up what they call these things, like racks, like where they arrange all this thing. Mm. After setting up racks, I'm realizing that we're carrying things. I see, after
they don't update your job description.
I didn't, that's what I'm saying.
Like, job description.
In my mind, I'm like, excuse me, sir, you didn't tell me this one in the job description. Like, why am I lifting something that is twice my size? Please, I can't do this again. Do you know what I'm saying? By the end of the day, bruv, it's like, shit, I can lift this thing effort. I'm seeing Indian people, they are putting it on top of trolley. Bro, I will hug it and lift it once. You know all these vase that are fucking... Imagine a vase that is this wide and it's taller than me. All those big ass vase. And I'm seeing people...
That shit's risky.
It's not.
This thing's expensive. It's not be glass.
No. It's like ceramic. Oh.
Nigga, that shit feel break still.
It can break. Yeah. But then you have gloves. You know those gloves that don't slip.
Good.
Exactly. So it's like, instead of me wasting time to go and look for a trolley, I will first pull the trolley to where the thing is, carry the double of the trolley, then pull it back. Why can't I just lift it for myself? You know, I was doing this thing bare times, and then I will see Indian people looking at me like, ah, bro, is it not heavy?
To ask you,
my answer is,
what are your benefits? Because
if
you don't have benefits for chiropractor, if they watch your back, they show yourself, they show strong man, you go end up in the hospital.
I mean, it's like, if you know how to lift, you do the same techniques. You don't just bend down straight up. Like, you squat, then pick it up, and you walk away.
Mm-hmm. Does all work have this thing? Like, if you get injured while working?
Some of them have benefits. Not all of them. There's some that tell you that anything that happens,
when back compensation.
Especially if you work in, like, healthcare.
Exactly. WCB, Workers' Compensation Board. You go before them.
We always have it. Your life can be in danger any day of the week.
You'll just be sleeping somewhere. Your clients will open the door, just come at you, and they start looming over you. Bro, that was... I almost knocked this client out. This one was asleep. Like, I was down there. Like, I usually stay up awake. So this one, I was just sleeping. I was like calm and everything. So my eyes started like drifting up. So I slept like about 10 minutes, woke up, and it was just over me. My eyes wide open. At first, I thought I was dreaming. I was like, okay, calm. Went back out. So I'm like, pinch myself. And I went back up. I just see him wide eyes. And then I was juju. Yeah, the way I was high alert. I was like this, waiting once. Like, oh. Yeah, I was just asking. It was just like asking me to come and clean something up or whatever, because it made a mess up.
People just do an unexpected.
I just wanted to grab the client, like turn his head upside down, then use his mouth as vacuum to just suck everything up, like, and then take him back to bed. But like,
because like I had a friend, like I don't know, at work, I don't know what happened. She was chilling. Apparently, her client scratched her with whether it was scissors or knife. I can't remember what it was. Joke career, but the injury was no more than, you know, when you're playing ball and you just small scratch like this, bro. I think they give her like 1-2 compensation. I say, bro, be like, I go start this walk.
Bro, it's dangerous. The time when it's not gonna be so simple scratch, when they go dig them inside your hand, and your hand not gonna work.
No, realistically speaking, like if you do that, if I slap your self defense, I'm still in the right. because I was attacked.
Look at this madman. Look at this madman. No. Bro, no. You're wrong. No. You're fucking wrong. Bro, I have a course I have to fill out of my job, eh? It's called NVCI, Nonviolent Crime Intervention.
Everyone has to do that.
They tell you that you should never expect an apology because it's your job and you're doing it.
Okay.
You're paid for it.
What kind of foolish talk is that?
When they tell you not to expect an apology, you won't go throw hand. They go end you. They go sue you, and they go sue you, reach your house. They go sue you back to Africa.
I don't understand. I'm not supposed to expect an apology as how? Your client stabbed me.
No.
And I can't do anything about it.
Don't expect it though. Just leave.
So what if you die while you're working? Then what?
They will compensate you.
Now that makes no sense.
Let me compensate you. Don't die now.
No. I'm saying like the policy makes absolutely no fucking sense.
I mean,
do you get what I'm saying?
It's the job you choose to work at. That is your
bro.
That's your field.
There's a difference between jobs. Yeah, you can't tell me that the person. Let's assume this whole. Like, what's the word now? This support work thing, there was an actual company. Let's say Apple was a support work company. Who's doing our Steve Jobs, right? Mm-hmm. I try to tell me now that somebody will stab Steve Jobs, even though he's working there, and then they'll just say, oh, compensation. It won't work the same way because you are the owner. So obviously you're going to escalate the situation. Also, so why are you doing the same? Why are you doing minimal for your workers? Makes no fucking sense.
But also, if you're working in a firm that you, or in a company, with people like that, you'll be told that, okay, you have to be on higher level, things like that, which means that when you're working, you have to be left, right, this kind of, let's say, midfielder.
Oh, yes.
So,
Now, football picture, they look, you should scan.
Yes, obviously, like, yes, you should scan, but there should also be
I feel like you're equating, like, to prison. No, we don't have...
Praise?
It's not violent criminals there.
Yes, they're not violent criminals.
No, obviously, they're not violent criminals.
It's not counted as violence.
In the case where it does happen,
mm-hmm.
there should be a sensible act.
Not compensation, nah.
Compensating what and who? With how much and how? Why?
I feel like it depends on how much it affects your your job. Let's say you are out of work for 2-3 days to treat the injuries. They'll pay you for those days and then give you something like a medic, something like it covers your medical bills, something like that.
Yeah. I've had people that got just got little punch. They went to the doctor, got ice on their face, and took 3 days off.
You can use a simple injury to get anything you want.
It's still mad intense.
You can decide to bully your company if you want.
I mean, you can bully the company, but still, bro, like, imagine somebody has like a one bastard allergy. Yeah. Like, I mean, we Africans, we don't really have allergies like that. But like, let's say now you had an allergy that you didn't even know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This customer comes and or your client just does a madness. And that thing that you're allergic to happens to touch you or come in contact with you. Then what? You say, oh, it's just compensation. That's it. They just compensate you after your neck not almost closed.
It's a situation of fault.
Of whose fault?
In that situation, it's nobody's fault. In that case, the compensation is the only way to resolve that kind of situation. And the company will change the way they do things purely because of you.
Yeah.
There's companies that, even now there's more black people working in firms. It's like there's companies are now changing to sort of not the word is not accommodate, sort of make it possible that black people can work in a place whereby
there's no other word than accommodate. Oh God, let me know, how's your music going, Mike?
You were
telling us here that you were just sitting there, your mind just be writing music on your phone.
Bro, that's how music understand. Works for me, bro. It's like I don't want to know how minimal or how on how basic the note or tune sounds. If it sounds mad in my head, it's a song.
Cause I was hearing that you fucking did the song with some, I forget.
Kwadu.
Yes.
Why not?
I see what about the song, bro. We didn't even know you were on the song. I was wondering.
Like me and Kwadu have been like guys for like since like 2020. Jams in. Like I randomly pulled up to work one day. Like this new job I got, apparently they hired Kwadu too at the same time. So I'm like, I mean, they're doing an introduction now for everybody to get to know each other. And it seems like his name is Kwadu. I'm like, I've either seen that name somewhere, I've heard it somewhere. So why does it sound so familiar? So like the woman was like, oh, now what do we like to do for fun? I was like, I do music on the side for fun. And Kwadu was like, he does music too. Like, are you like the Quado for this song? He's like, yeah. I'm like, nah, bro, you're capping, bro. Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't believe you now, because I feel like this nigga was gassing. Then he was like, ah, come on, I, you know, he was like, what it was. So I actually searched it up and I was like, damn, that's crazy, bro. Then we started talking about making a song together, but like we never really had the time because, you know, we're working. And then it was like, at some point, I didn't really see Quado for like almost like a whole year. Because I stopped going to the work that he was working. So it was like 9 months there about. Then I realized that he was still in Bridgela before. So it was like, it was closer to me, but at the same time, it was still distant. Cause like, I would never just wake up in the morning and be like, let me just straight to Quado's house and just gonna chill with him. it doesn't work like that, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was like, bro, then when I realized that Quado actually like moved out of like Bridgewater, like stays like on Pemina. When I used to go like Pemina, I frequent Pemina a lot. I'm like, bro, you stay here? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, yes, let's open the studio in one of my guys' place on like South Park Drive. Let's run up a song. And this was like after I made my transition. Cause like when I started doing music at first, I just don't really rap. You know what? Like, I was like, you know, everybody that wants to do music wants to be a rapper. Nah, but then again,
it sounds like fake drill sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, and be a rapper full time. But then I was like, bro, I'm an African. My target audience should be Africans.
To start,
do you get what I'm saying? So I like, you know what? Let me flash this drill and trap. So I deleted every single song that I ever did to start afresh. I had a fresh perspective, everything. So I started doing Afro. It wasn't working out until one particular beat. One Thursday morning, I just played one beat on YouTube and the beat was slapping. I made the song. I called Quado. While I go out, I come hop on the song. It's like, right, cool. Quado hops on it, kills the verse, me too, I kill my own. So it's like, we played the song a lot. So got tired of hearing the song. So I didn't even rate the song at some point. So I was like, should I do this song or no? My music producer was like, bro, just drop it. Jam say, like, just drop it. You never really know who's going to fuck with the song. Like, I should just drop the song. So I dropped the song in March. But after I dropped it, I didn't play that song once because I was tired of hearing the song. So a couple days later now, there's random people that are like, bro, it's your song. I'm like, before I answer that question, where did you hear? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where did you hear it? How did you hear it? Like, what were you doing that you came across this song? They're like, bro, they just heard it somewhere and they realize that, bro, Decoy, like, there's no man, that they don't know any other person that's Decoy and this Winnipeg except from me. So I'm like, I'm a yes. They're like, bro, that song is mad. I'm like, y'all niggas gassing, bro. Y'all niggas gas too much, bro. Like, this gas is not necessary. So I just loud it. Then a couple of weeks later again, even my ex from 9, she just wanted me to text me and she's like, she heard my song. I'm like, what song are you lot talking about? Because at this point, I already forgot that I dropped this song. That's how uninterested I was in the song. Then they were like, bro, the song is too mad, bro. They love the song. I'm like, now either whines or this song actually mad. So make a go play out. I just hear, wait till they hear. I play the song, bro. I'm like, wow, this song is actually pretty good, bro. You know, this is damn, bro. Bad niggas just started hopping around. I was like, bro, that's actually quite mad. You know, but since then, bro, it's just been going up and up. Like, everything has just been better from there. Kind of a lie. Like, I mean, personally, I've grown as an artist. You know, I feel like it's like at this point in my life or in my music career, it's like, I don't really bother about anything anymore. It's like, I have gained some serious, like, level of experience when it comes to music, you know, like, cause I have people that text me or like, talk to me, like my guys, they'd be like, you know, they want to hop into music. I'm like, oh my bro,
you're trash.
Isn't it? Like, you know, like, no, there's some guys, I can't lie, bro, that
there's always space for improvement.
There's always space for improvement. There's room. More space, there's room.
The house.
Big house, mansion, estate, you know. Yeah, acres of land for improvement, my guy. You know, like, just work on your art and you get there. It's just what it is. Just what I'm getting.
Yo, Miracle, did you see the video I sent you earlier today? I don't open Instagram. Yeah, just...
Bro, I stay off social media, bro. I'm working 8 to 4. I can't.
I understand. But the video is about visions, about stealing somebody else's vision, like wearing somebody else's glasses. Because we're all born without the ability to see well, so definitely need glasses, someone to see our vision. And stealing someone's glasses, you don't see anything.
Yeah. Nah, many times.
You know, saying it. You
like, man, there were many times. Sorry, Benson, I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I'll let you talk first.
Go on.
Are you surprised I let you talk first?
No, I'm saying go ahead, nigga.
Oh, my bad. I was saying, like, there are many times where we, like, you know, we sit down and we're talking about how life is, like, rough and how life is going this way and how we don't like where this thing is. And, you know, every once in a while, we have people around us that, you know, open our eyes and let us know, like, you know, just like your ex let you know that your song was slapping. Like, you would have not believed anybody else but your ex, eh?
Cause, man.
Cause your breaks, even nah, biggest hater. Come on, here, I tell you, your song is great.
Nah, it's because, be like, me and my ex, bro, like, the shit didn't end nice. I can't even lie to you, bro. That shit was nasty. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I made it work still. Cause, like, this... She wasn't just my ex, bro. Like, she was a family friend.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like,
don't
her dad...
Bro,
my dad, see,
friends.
No, that's the thing.
Business partners,
broski. We were not family friends until we became family friends. You know what I'm saying? It's like we went to the same. Ah, bro, I don't want to cast my ass on this podcast, but see, we went to the same church. Her dad was the owner of the church. That's one. My mom has a BT.
Owner, be pastor.
Owner of the church, so he's the top owner. Pastor.
Hey,
he's the CEO of the church.
Hey,
so,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So it was like her dad's the dad is the CEO of the church. Her dad and my dad friends. Her mom shops for my mom's shop. So it's like automatically there was friends. Her junior sister and my junior brother had the thing going. So it was like, it was a whole family relation, bro. I couldn't just dead the pee.
Because
how am I supposed to explain to my mom that I'm not talking to this girl again because we broke up? She didn't even know we're dating.
She didn't know we're dating. I was going to be like, what the fuck?
Are you the one? So, bro, it was like, bro, I just had to make it work, bro. I just had to make it work. I can't even lie. So she just texted me. She's like, "Bro, this tune is actually quite mad, you know." And she used to be my biggest supporter, bro. I can't even lie. She's been my biggest. When I mean biggest, bro, like back then when my music was just in the books, like when I just used to write for fun. She's always been there. So like for her to tell me that she was slapping, I was like, "Alright, cool." I think you're onto something. So yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do for like promotion? Like right now,
you pay for it now.
To promote your music?
You live.
Pay for it. Okay. What do they do? Where do they put your music on? Like,
every single thing.
Like on Spotify.
Any digital platform.
Okay, that is distributor. I'm a promotion.
They will, like, when I mean promoting. Okay, so, like, it depends on the package you're paying for. Like, the more money you pay, the wider it goes. Like, if you pay for
sending it to people's websites or like things like that, like pushing, are they pushing it?
They
for
will
you?
Push it, yes. You can be scrolling through Instagram and you just see sponsored by, and you see my song there playing in the background.
Shit.
Like, it's proper adverts.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it goes far.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's how it is. Like, even Snap, if you promote it, you know how you're scrolling through Snap,
yeah.
I just see an advert. Yeah, I had one of my friends.
Yeah,
I saw the song on Snap. I was like, oh, that's crazy. So if you pay for promotion to some certain level, it depends on where you want it to go, they will push it that way.
Yeah, is it worth it? Is there a return?
Bro, Finesse, that song Finesse, that it's song like, was overplayed on my Snapchat. It became one of my favorite songs for like 2 years.
Yeah,
I feel like, I don't know, it just, there's a level of influence that you can get from even your own guys. Mm-hmm. Generally, like, you can pay for promotion, cool, you know what I'm saying? But like, imagine, let's say you had a friend like me. I have one of my close brethren that stays in the UK, you know what I'm saying? What's his name? Buzaga on TikTok. He's pretty big.
Hold up, you know Buzaga?
He's my brethren.
He was only back before he moved to the UK. Now he makes videos with Buzaga too,
you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Buzaga, but I mean, I don't like him because that name is too
weird. No, it's gonna be Buzaga. I just like Buzaga.
It's Buzaga, like Niger Buzaga, but his name is Buddy. So it's like me and Buddy have been on this thing since, when I mean the O2, since that time. It was like when TikTok was not even a thing like that. So it was a thing of trying to make ideas work by force.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're just trying to make, so it was like, there were things that happened. You started music, you started YouTube, you know, started the clothing brand. All these things weren't working. And then TikTok came.
Yeah.
Helped on TikTok.
Yeah, my guy blew.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even we that have been pushing it since the 02, then you now see Ben niggas hopping up my DMs like, oh my god, where do you know this guy from? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, y'all niggas should get the fuck out of here. Because when I was telling you guys to repost, you were not reposting.
Mm-hmm.
You were from bad guy, like, ah, my daughter's buying you data. Suck balls, nigga. Fuck out of here. What are you talking about? Get out of my face. Do you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. So like, imagine I text him one day, I'm like, bro, just use this my song too. form a trend. With the influence that he has on TikTok, bro, that song is going to blow. Quick. In fact. Do you know what I'm saying? That's like over 300k on TikTok, bro.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Wow. Yes. He has about, about 100k now.
Has 100k on IG.
On IG, yeah.
So it's just a thing, though, bro.
You guys know who he is, but you just don't know his name.
I might not know his name.
Okay, it might be that kind. I just looked at it right now.
Jam Zen.
I didn't, like, okay.
But his name is not, because his name is kind of funny to pronounce, but if you see him, everybody knows my
name. And they call him Buzgaga before, but I didn't know
Buzgaga.
I just said Buzgaga.
He's Buzgaga, Jam Zen. So it's like, if I just text him, I'd be like, bro, run this thing for me, bro. Like, even if it's for me to pay you, like, regardless of being for guys, if I have to pay you, I would. Bro, for a week straight, if he keeps posting this thing. Five years, I know game streams make a bend. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just depends on the kind of influence or connections, as Nigerian people call out.
Connections.
Like, if you have the right connect, bro, you go move, bro. Time yeah, to no. day. You go move. But like, paying for promotions is just.
Yeah, because the only issue
without having, stress.
Paying for promotions is that if you're. What if your song not blue? You make 10 your song not blue. Because remember last time, I said, because Davido blue. But then get a lot of their videos were no blow. Like, what I mean is that there's a lot of people who their parents had money to get them a studio and shit like that. And they did not blow.
I get what you mean. But then again,
they just send money down the drain.
I feel like that
they fund the industry.
I feel like, yes, if you have the talent and you know that you have that talent, your blow sure die.
I disagree.
Let me tell you why. It's like, how do I put this? If you have the talent and you're in the right place, it doesn't have to be at the right time. If you're in the right place, your move will be made. When it's the right time, you will blow.
Yeah.
See this guy's song, what's his name? CK.
Yeah.
120. When did you drop that song?
2019.
When did the song blow?
2021.
2022. It was ending of last year to this year. That
2021, 22, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Song was always there.
The album was there. The whole album was there.
Jerusalem, that took over the whole globe. When they dropped that song? 18, when the song blew?
18 dropped the Blue
2020.
I didn't even know the song until 2020.
The song blew about when the one recording 18.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I love song 6.
So it's like, as far as you're in the right place and you've made the right move, if you go blow, you go blow fast. If you go blow, you go blow. Like, this one is definitely a thing of, if you've dropped, you've already made the song. The song is good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's into this song said, bro, this song is a jam. All you need to do is just promote it 1, 2, 3 times. Once it gets to the right spot, you're set. You're set for life. And it's like, now we live in an age where TikTok influences every single thing to the max. I don't care what you're doing. Even if you like being an OnlyFans star, if you like Dean, if you like preparing wristwatch. But even disabled people are the people that are even getting the most clout.
If you know support, what are they? Yeah, that's a different topic.
But like, TikTok influences everything big time. So, as far as you have people that are influential on TikTok, you can text them and pay them if you want to.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go. Right now, my song is on every digital platform. It's like, if you say, where's Jappa? If you want to search
your song, what's the name of your song?
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, the name of your song is Jappa. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you search it up on Snap, you will see.
We have some people that are not all black.
I mean, friends, but like, if you search it up on Snap, you see there. If you search it up on TikTok, you see there. If you search it up on IG, it's there. You get the sound is just there. What is used? You know what I'm saying? So it's what it is. It is what it is. You just need the right, you know, the right people, the right places. You have to be, you're good to go, my guy. It's what it is.
No, the thing about thing is that no matter how much talent you are, if you don't believe so that you get that talent, nothing will happen. Nothing
will happen. That's why I said, if you know. If you know. Me, it took me a long time to realize that I had talent to do music.
Mm-hmm.
When I mean, it took me a long time. Several years.
But bro, if you're 21.
Even at that, when I mean several, as far several years in the term that we might just look at it that 21, 20, 19, that's just the age. Me that have the talent.
Mother time.
Me that have the talent. It has been brewing inside of me. So therefore, I know how long I've had this thing. You might be carrying something in your hand. I'll be like, it's not just 5 minutes. You that are carrying, so you should have feeling the pain.
Abby.
If I tell you it's just 5 minutes, you can slap me and tell me that what am I saying? It's an issue that's been the pain. Yeah. You know how long you're carrying for. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, I've been music inclined since forever. Since forever, because my mom sings. Sings pretty damn well.
Did you sing in choir?
She did avoid choir.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
She avoids the choir. Because she doesn't want to hear that, oh, come and lead.
Yeah.
Oh. Then it will now become an obligation. She has to be in church on Wednesday for practice, be in church. So she doesn't even sing in public. But if you see this woman singing in the house, you see now some kind of Disney Rapunzel movement. Some kind of Disney princess movement. You know what I'm saying? The woman sings beautifully well. And I was like, ah, okay, let me try it too one day. Watching the voice kids. So I was singing once, I can't remember the song, but I was singing it. Mom was in the kitchen. So she comes out to check if not the TV they play or not the picking where she born, they sing. Because she know they sure which one they. And she was like, that she never knew that me I could sing. I was like, me, I don't even know I can sing. What do you mean by you never knew I can? So the two both of us are surprised at the same time. As I must myself join. Do you know what I'm saying? So since then, I don't know. I just got into writing. I first started as, it first started as poetry.
Bro, I'm telling you.
You know, poetry was fun.
Poetry is a really good way to get into music.
It was fun.
I'm always big fan of people who express themselves like with poems and shit.
And it's like, if you start, I don't know, Sha, but like, as an artist, if you can start from poetry, making a storyline for your music can never be hard for you. Because you see, before you can write a poem, you can't just come and say, you can't just be rhyming words. That's not what poetry is about.
But that's what rap is about these days.
And that's what you're wrong.
Yeah.
Rap is not supposed to be about rhyming words, bro. It has to be, there has to be a storyline.
Rhythm and poetry.
There has to be a storyline.
Well, give us a line. Give us a little bit.
No. Because like, then again, people just come out here and they just rhyme certain words. Like, you just wake up in the morning and then, you know how like when we were in high school, there was one foolish, fantastic line that we used to say something about, I'm Mr. Bombastic, drinking Fanta right. With a stick, calling Mr. Fantastic. Do you get what I'm saying? What? First, you don't even know Bombastic. Nah, yeah?
Bro, I swear.
But you're rhyming Bombastic, yeah. Fantastic.
I actually remember one of my best lines. My name is Tina. I come from Argentina. Do you know what I'm saying? Call me Tina.
Tina. It's a pun-related story.
That's a pun.
It's porn.
My name is Tina. I come from Argentina. I drink Maltina. Yeah. They call me Tina.
Yeah.
It's a story. Mm-hmm. Where I'm from and what I like to drink. It's a story.
Yeah.
But I'm Mr. Bombastic. I'm drinking Fanta to still call me Mr. Fantastic. Tell me what makes sense in those two things.
How you did drink Fanta with
Zeke? See what I'm saying? Firstly, Bombastic, they're never supposed to be in the same line.
It depends.
Yeah.
Bombastic means something very different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So because we're drinking Fanta with still, they call Mr. Fantastic. Makes no sense. What is a very dumb pun. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that is not music. Yeah, like, if, let's say now, I was supposed to write,
when Oga said porn, the first thing that came to my mind, I actually heard you say,
I wasn't listening. Because when you said porn the second time, I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
I wasn't facing him eye to eye,
is
so.
Different from pun, you know what I'm saying?
I had pun, and I thought.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said pun, not porn.
I apologize.
I was like, which Tina Argentina before we doing porn?
I apologize. Nah. I was looking for the Tina. I was like, wait, which Tina does porn?
That makes sense. That's
because I know you're six.
I swear, I can tell you there's a Tina from Argentina that does porn, but her OnlyFans is like $0 for like on Saturdays and Sundays.
How do you know this best
one? Bro, I know they want to start.
Just a feeling.
One of my friends in the UK. Because remember OnlyFans blew up in the UK first, before I came to the US. Mm. So one of my friends in the UK, she was like, why are all these girls adding me? I'm a woman too. Because they kept adding her to like our Snapchat pages and stuff for like advertising OnlyFans. Like, it's like, yeah, so this one, there was like, all of them, one weekend, all of them were doing $0 off for a weekend. And she was like, so if somebody's doing OnlyFans now, you'll be giving out everything for free on Sundays and Saturday.
It's the last day now. You can't have them. You can't work on the last day.
Tuesday.
You can't work on the Sabbath.
I've been already about
usury. Usury. Because remember usury. You can't take money on the Sabbath. Usury.
I don't know. What is that?
That's some history shit, yo.
Okay, fair enough.
It was just illegal for some people to make money. It was called usury. So they found some circumventing way just collect money. Basically, they just drop money down, somebody pick it up. As which is a convert usury in the olden days.
Some bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Olden days scam. Bullshit, bro.
Bro.
Olden days, they did anything.
Jiggins.
Whatever they wanted to do, making laws. I didn't think Jesus died.
Yeah. It's not about that. I think it was like, I was into, guys, who knows Andrew Shaw's here?
Bro, that boy.
Yeah, don't go out.
Unfiltered. No, that's what I have to say.
Yeah, okay, that's unfiltered. But he was talking about like people canceling like R. Kelly, and nobody else canceled like Pythagoras, canceled Socrates. This nigga fought kids. Like in that era, it was normal to fuck kids.
There was this guy, in fact, in history, not even too long ago.
In that era, it was normal for them.
He got married to a girl because he got her pregnant at 13 or some shit like that. Wasn't he one of the kings in those days, popular big guy?
It was normal to marry 13 and 14 year olds and fuck them. It was normal for them to happen. It was very.
Honestly, we're not here trying to.
We're not promoting pedophilia.
You're not promoting.
Yeah, Bessie had a definition that it was like, oh, was it Bessie? Well, I was watching a YouTube video about a guy that was talking about like the different categories
of what
of pedophilia. Like that pedophilia is such a bracket name.
Yes, yes. There's two different ones.
Yeah, there's one
for kids, and then there's
like
one
for pedophilia, and nobody wants to explain that kind of shit because explaining means you're already too invested in pedophilia,
which makes you kind of.
It's just wrong. My guy, do you want to speak bars for us? Come on, just give us something. Like last time we tried to get someone to do it, she fell out of hand. She disappointed us.
Yeah? Why?
Because she's not talented. Okay.
Because she's a woman.
Does she know? But does she do music though?
Nah, she doesn't know music.
Just fucking with her. Just fucking with her.
Hey, bro. I mean, if she tried, she tried now.
Oh yeah, she actually did try. Yeah, she actually did try.
Yeah, she said, and it ended with like something in someone's ass or something like that.
Hey, it was you. It was miracle. This nigga is trying to boss up.
Nah, bro. Nah, that's zesty. You're very, very zesty. So they even have receipts.
Yeah,
it's gonna drop on Friday.
It's gonna drop someday.
Nah, miracle, you're mad, yo.
Bro, give us a beat. Don't worry about
it. No, but it kind of rhymed with it if you think about it.
Why is something ending up with somebody's nash?
Because can it fit?
If he rhymed, they had to fulfill the rhyme.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
Rhyme with dirty, DJ. Rhyme with dirty.
Nah, bro. I mean, like.
Yeah, just give us a beat. Just give us anything.
Abdul, go on the.
Working on a pass. Should we give you a beat? What kind of beat do you want?
I don't necessarily need beats. Because, the way I write my rap, I write my raps off beat first.
And then the beat comes.
But how I write my rap, I write my raps with BPMs, beats per minute. Mm. So it's like, if I write a rap and the rap is 150 BPM, any beat you bring from wherever, as far as that beat is 150 BPM, that rap is entering it. You know what I'm saying? So I have raps like that. I have raps that I have to listen to the beat first and I have to go with the flow. But me, I've gotten to the stage in my life where I don't care what, as far as I have the words in front of me, I can shorten it to enter the beat. Yeah, or I can increase it to enter the beat.
Was that song that you played the one time? I forget. Was this song you played? I was like, how did this song even get into this beat? Like, it didn't make sense how it worked. Was it like Jamaican style? Like,
oh, that it was an NSG type beat.
I was dead.
Like, see, when you master the art of switching up your flow, bro, nothing is stopping you. Like, there's nothing stopping you, bro. It just depends on syllables as to how many words you're actually going to say. Because, like I can say, hot and my flow is automatic. Automatic is like three syllables as to three words. Do you know what I'm saying? And I could say something like, step out the shadow, make me feel like I'm done with my sentence. That's a lot of words. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's a stretch. If I was to continue that, it's like, step out the shadow, make me feel like I'm done with my sentence. Them locked the fire was dead, but I'm built like during the spirit of vengeance. Johnny Blaze. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the Ghost Rider. Spirit of vengeance.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just depends on how many, it depends on the syllables. For me, I target syllables more than actually looking for so many words.
What about saying say the first line again?
Step up the shadow, moving free, like I'm done with my sentence.
Go to the priest and ask for penance.
That's part of it too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's more syllables than actual words. I don't really focus on the words, bro. As far as I have a syllable, like, as far as I have a word that has plain syllables inside, I'll pick it and find the meaning and make sure that, you know, once I find the meaning, or if I already knew the meaning, it's a long day.
Like, what rapper inspires you, or what singer?
Why do you think he's picking nobody?
Hey.
When I started doing music, I wasn't really. When I started doing music, like, originally when I started writing to improve my vocabulary and everything, I wasn't listening to anybody. It was just mostly Afro beats. So, like, Afro beats, they don't rap. Not just beats, you could just dance. Mm-hmm. So, it was like early 2020, I started listening to Skepta. You know? And Skepta's rhyme pattern was just so smooth. Like, he was very clean with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized there was another somebody called Santan Dave. I'm like, who's this one again? Then
I played it.
Bestie got me hooked on Dave for the past 2 days. He played this song. Is it Two Sides of a Smile?
He hasn't even played this, bro. Go and listen to Verdansk. And listen to
Lazarus.
This song, Lazarus. God bless you. Wait. Go and listen to Black. If you listen to Black, bro,
Black will make you cry. Black will make you cry.
Black could make. I'm thinking about?
Yeah,
Santa Black. Dave, bro. Oh. The one Black. Location with Burna Boy.
Santa. Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Santa is fire.
So it's like when I listen to, as much as everybody hates Dax, I actually rate Dax because of the fact that Dax is one of the people that I know, except from like Kendrick and J. Cole and his niggas. This man drops dirty bars, and inside the bars there are bars.
On YouTube,
he drops triple entendres and stuff. So it's just that he doesn't really drop like album songs. Like he's a YouTube artist, jams in.
Yeah.
So it's different. You see, Dave is an artist. You see, Dax is a YouTube artist. But it's like, when I listen to a combination of all these people, bro, my lyric game had to be on point. Like, I can't just come out here and be talking about rubbish. Talking about like Lil Pump, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Oh yeah, that nigga broke now.
Bro, that nigga was going crazy during pandemic. Don't fear.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
he was going crazy looking for attention because the last album flopped.
I felt
his
bad.
His album flopped bad.
But like,
Lil Pump.
I feel like what he should have done was take that crowd he had gathered and find. I'm not just taking this out of because I'm a genius. Or someone said this, that he didn't take that group or crowd and rinse out the people that he can actually have his diehard fans and actually release songs for them. He tried to release songs similar to that song and hope it blew. It doesn't work.
You have to build your niche, and then
there's artists for the moment, you know, one hit wonders. Mm-hmm. Ha. There are one hit wonders, and then there are artists.
Humble Smiths.
Like, you know what I'm saying? No, there are bare people that just drop one song, they blow, and that's the end. See this guy.
They fall off.
See, PSY that broke the internet.
Opa Ganga, Gangnam Style.
No,
Gangnam Style.
No, okay, no, no, that's different. That's different.
He didn't fall off.
Where is he?
But his biggest song is his biggest song. And there's no song that he has dropped that can top that.
Not even top that. I'm saying there's no song he has dropped that we even listen to.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like he has already put himself up there. Even if he doesn't make any other song, he's already a legend. He's the only person in history to break YouTube. First, because when his song made a billion views, YouTube number did not even count that high.
Yes.
YouTube had to calibrate to accommodate the numbers that he was making.
Yeah.
He broke YouTube, bro.
Oh, that number was
amazing. Yeah, views in that video is more than people on Earth.
Exactly. He has more views in the video than the population of the whole fucking planet.
Wow.
Yeah. And how would plan to have access to internet?
How many people on the planet? Give or take 8 billion. How many views does that have?
I'm more than half of the planet don't have access to internet. So more than half of the people actually watched it on YouTube. So it just certain people.
Mad streams back to back.
And it was good. But now he's doing, I think now he's
how many streams?
So
he has I think it's 4.4 billion views on this one. 4.4 on YouTube. Let's go to the spot. I go to Gangnam Style on spot. The thing about it is that many of these artists, like Psy, he's very good. He was really good. He's like a legend in his country.
Obviously.
Yeah, but the ones I see that are different, like someone like what's this nigga's name? Someone like CK's Love Wanting Team. That song is big. That song is big.
Firstly, that song would never have blown if not for TikTok. That's number one.
Oh, that song is a TikTok song.
Obviously, exactly. So TikTok songs are different from songs.
No, but the TikTok song that outlived its success on TikTok. So the songs that are popular on TikTok, like a song like what's that one? What's that? My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle. That she, I've
first.
If anybody played that thing, I'm gonna.
That was not a song. It was like it was a freestyle on some YouTube show with some woman. I can't remember. Chicken Shop Date, something like that. With some Amanda people.
Amanda's Amanda Stenberg.
No, yeah. Bro, Amanda Stenberg is not that.
No, Amanda Stenberg.
She's white. She's a white. The one that did that interview with.
But her name is Amanda too.
Her name is Amanda or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the Moldenberg. Yes, this is the H. She's the H. Amanda Moldenberg?
Yes, she's
the. Yeah. So, like, I don't
know. That was her?
Yes, bro. Like, the interview went something like, I think she asked him if he was into music. And then he was like, yeah, that he did have some.
What kind of music do you like?
Then he was like, oh, that he had something that he did back in the day.
No beat, no nothing.
He was like, my money don't jiggle jiggle. It falls. Let me see you wiggle wiggle for sure. Then somebody picked it and remixed it and put a beat and put the. Ripple effect on his voice, and it just
he actually does sound good, honestly. He sounds good, but it sounds a fucking annoying after this 100 times you've heard it.
No, obviously,
song is annoying. If you listen to a song,
good artists' songs start to lose.
Yes,
but good artists, their songs
start
to lose.
But why Love Wanted is different is because even when the popularity died on TikTok. It's still, and it's not even a dancing song. I mean, it's not a song that used for dance, like dance tutorials, like give me your jigger, let me see. I like this, like that one, like Sugar Kings, like Kamido. It's different.
You see?
It's not a dance. It just outlived the success.
There's TikTok songs that is just that verse that is popular.
Yeah.
But when you not listen to the whole song, that's when you realize that the song is a banger.
Yeah.
You see this song?
Kamido, that song is good.
Certified Luna by Miyoko.
Yeah.
The only reason why I even knew that nobody get time for competition, geeky. The only reason why I knew that song was because of the whole Kelly P that started on TikTok about, oh, Kelly was breaking Nigerian men, talking about, oh, how Nigerian men were comparing Kelly and like Nigerian men. And then Nigerian women too were carrying the video, yeah? And they were like, nobody cares about Kelly, that why Nigerian men comparing Nigerian women to Kelly? And everywhere I'm hearing nobody get time for competition. And like, I get tired. So some random day, I hear the full song. I'm like, so they brought this annoying part after the full song?
Yes.
That's a madness. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that Nobody Get Time be blew on its own. The Certified Luna song. Now still. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like there's songs like that.
Yeah.
That certain part of the song
right now
might blow.
Right now
then everybody will now want to go and check. What is this?
Right now, it's Bemi Shalaye, make you know they call it.
The name wasn't what that song is. It's Plenty.
It's Plenty. The song is, I listened to the whole album the morning it came out, right? When I heard It's Plenty, I'm like, nah, next. The song actually got stuck on was Common Person.
The song that got stuck on was Vanilla.
Give me a vanilla.
Vanilla and whiskey.
Nah, for my opinion, It's Plenty was a fire song. When I heard that song, I stopped everything. And
first reaction, I love that meaning. Mercury.
Obviously, the first time I heard It's Plenty, I was like, okay. Because like, when I first heard It's Plenty, I was listening to the beats.
Yeah, I didn't hear the lyrics.
I didn't want to listen to the beats.
I didn't hear the Yoruba part, yeah.
I didn't even care about the lyrics. I wanted to listen to the melody. That was It's Plenty, yo. I was like, because Burna Boy has like some pretty nice melodies and something. I was like, let me flash This Is Plenty. Then I hear Vanilla. Then Left to Me, Vanilla is the best song on that album. I can't lie. You see, the song just has its own thing going. Forget the fact that he's even talking about maybe Vanilla, Vanilla, see, make her come, she give me Vanilla, make her chop, 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 and a party Vanilla, we carry bomb, bomb. Forget about the thing about us.
It's like coming, bro.
The way he just keeps going up and down with the melody, it first goes Vanilla, say make her come, she give me Vanilla, make her chop, 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 and a party, you know, it just keeps going down and up. So I was like, this has to be my best song. Then I now hear Whiskey. I'm like, bruv, what's going on with this nigga, bro? Like, are you trying to drop an album with all bangers or what's going on? Yeah,
there's no miss, bro.
In my opinion, that is his album with Love Damini was his great album.
Love Damini is Grammy worthy. Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's definitely by far Grammy worthy.
It's Grammy worthy.
Because we don't know. One of the ones that his wife would have given the Grammy, so I don't know where.
From Cloak and Dagger to Wild Dreams. Bro, fucking hell.
Every song is a banger.
He has quite a lot of ideas.
I'm having
cloak and dagger. Different. See different size. Different size can carry
out. He can be different size on its own.
Wait, is that Do you know why?
Yeah.
Common person name of the song. Left to me, different size. I like that song too. But it's like, you see, that different size supposed carry its own special Grammy. The beat.
Yeah.
Blue. They now use the same beat to make a song, and the song is that mad. Tell me how that song would not blow.
Because
that beat was, I can't remember the name. It's Squid Vinci. Game. Exactly. It was when Squid Game was going crazy. This guy used the Squid Game. Theme song and turn it to Amapiano. Piano
and Milana Piano beat.
Everybody
used everybody used that to actually make songs on the dance on TikTok. I heard
everybody uses
and then Burna sampled it.
Burna Boy ran it
sampled
one
it.
Time with that Victoni guy.
Mad that Victoni, yeah, that guy he has a smooth melody.
No, Victoni is good.
He has a smooth melody, which I'm enjoying. Because you're enjoying the part where he comes like on an Amapiano Piano beat, you expected up downs, but he said, no, I'm gonna do my style.
He just went with his style. Exactly. That's one thing you should learn about music too, bro. Like if you try to copy it down, you guys right waste. Can't lie to you. Just do what you're comfortable with doing.
I guess
master it.
Yeah. I think that's one thing I like about Burna Boy is that even on a beat,
nobody can do Burna Boy, bro.
Nobody.
Burna Boy is Burna Boy.
Nobody
his
can.
Style is his style. You can't copy.
You can't copy. Because even on what made me love that man was on the Outside album when he had that song with Jay Huss. The song he had with Jay Huss on the Outside album. That song was smooth. I was like, that's when I listened to Jay Huss, and I heard what's that one again? Came in the white one, left in the black one. Or came in the white one. Came in the black one, left in the white one.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I said it into J House. From J House, I got the second down. Second down for it.
Yeah, I know that song.
I did like that was one of the few songs of his songs that I had to do like a double, triple take to actually like the song. When I first heard the first time, nah. Second time, nah. It took a bit for the song
to actually.
Listen. Guys,
one listen is enough for me.
You guys,
I can't lie
listen,
to you.
Bro, listen,
yeah. Once is Burna Boy, one listen. When it's like Rema and Whiskey, I too like seven listens.
You guys, honestly, gotta go back to the Spaceship album and the Spaceship album and the Spaceship album and Outside album
is on the Spaceship.
Then on
there
a spaceship.
Was Redemption, then there was Outside and there was Giants of Africa.
African Giants is his best album ever for me. Before Love That Mini Landed. Right before Love That Mini Landed. For me, he's...
There were five songs on Twice a Star, though.
No, Twice a Star was good. But Twice a Star, it felt like a market.
It was like...
It sounded like a marketing because...
The executive producer
was by Diddy. Diddy was trying to make the song marketable to Americans. He did a good job. Yes, it worked. He has a Grammy. The album has a Grammy and stuff. It did work.
I feel like it was African Giant that was supposed to carry that Grammy, not Twice a Star.
Of course now. African Giant.
I didn't know that.
It was supposed to be African Giant.
Angelique Kidjo.
She's good at what she does, but like, her target audience is not wide enough compared to Burna Boy.
No, because it's not about her target audience. Her fan base is not big enough to be winning Grammys, honestly.
Because
she makes songs for. Like black, like when they say African music, when white people say African music, that's what they want.
You should not forget about your roots.
Yes,
those are the kind of songs that she made. Like, I mean, the name of the album that was what, Mother Nature, something like that.
Yeah, the one that I want. One instead of African Giant.
Yeah, it was Mother Nature. But like, still, you know what I'm saying is like, bro, see this thing that is called music, bro. It's like, it's becoming difficult for up and coming artists because it's like, there's too much. I don't want to be offensive, but it's like there's too much people that don't know what they're doing that have flooded the industry. Like, everybody sees one thing going far and they just want to milk it. Same thing with all this Instagram comedy. There are more comedians than the people that are laughing. Regardless.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode.
Nonsense.
Isn't it? Thank you for joining us on the episode.
Dico, we appreciate you being on this episode, man. Man, you'll be here for a minute though. We appreciate you. Oh, God.
That's all love, bro. What's up?
We got to go to bed though. We got to go sleep, man. The day's waiting. The next day's
about
to start.
Tomorrow I have work by 10 a.m., bro.
The next day's about to start, chat.
10:19. Guys, they go my yard on G.
Just go outside.
But yeah, it was blessed though. It was good to be on this podcast. I can't lie.
Thank you for listening. We've reached the end of another episode of Rants and Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at rantsandpecans@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at rantsandpecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.